This portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by Michelle Bertram at Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point, servicing the entire region. She's a retirement planning expert and author. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Hey, Michelle, good morning. Hello to you. And what's on your mind today?
Good morning. It's a beautiful summer day. Enjoying the weather right now.
Absolutely. So, a little lower humidity. That helps.
Yes, it helps a ton. So, well, I was just kind of thinking as we started this week, there's been a lot happening in the market. Some of the tariffs are kind of, you know, new things happening in August. So we see the market take a little dip again. And because of that, and I think it's been interesting to watch the market. News comes out, you know, there's a peace deal somewhere in the market soars, there's a tariff announcement, it's rocky. You can kind of watch this roller coaster all year, but no, honestly, the market had been doing well, going high, and I think you just see a little bumps in the road with some of this. And so I think it's important, as we talk about a lot, to have not just a portfolio. You can have one of two things. You can have a portfolio or you can have a plan. And so a lot of times what we see is people come in and they have a portfolio. They have some statements. They have different accounts. They might have a pretty allocation chart. And they have a portfolio. But there's really not a plan behind it. And I mean that we can go two ways with this. One, there's not really an investment plan or strategy behind it. Besides, we put it in this asset allocation, we kind of leave it this way, and that's our plan. Now, you can look, I mean, I was just looking through the news headlines today, and you know, there's certain sectors all the time as, hey, look at farm equipment's way up. Some of the NASDAQ has done well. You know, people are moving out of tech. There's always like movements inside of the market. Things are going to, you know, where something is doing better and has more opportunities. Sometimes there's things where there's maybe some or areas for concern or some pause in different companies, and that's just how it works. And having a plan is knowing how to be agile to move between those different things and work it where there's opportunities and buy at the right time. For example, we just moved over some clients and we were talking yesterday that we just now fully implemented one of their strategies. And we did it because we were watching the market and doing it at the right time and making strategic moves. And so that's the plan that maybe not you as an individual needs to have, but your investment, your money management team should have some type of a plan. So you're going to, like I said, have a portfolio or a plan. And then the same kind of comes when it comes to income in retirement. You can have a portfolio that you draw income out of, or you can have a plan on how you're getting that income and why. And we talk about the retirement shift a lot. We have our website. There's a blog post on that. And these are two things where we're really going to hit on what a plan is, both for managing risk and for creating income. So if you're not sure if you have a plan, you probably don't. You probably have a portfolio. And if you want to look at what it means to have a plan, make sure you check out our website at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Check out the blog post there, especially the retirement shift, or give us a call and we'll talk through what's the difference between a portfolio and a plan.
Yeah, and you know, I think some folks use the government plan, which is to take out their minimum distribution out of their retirement accounts. And I know you've worked with some of my clients and you're not on board with that all the time, because it sometimes makes a lot of sense for these clients to actually, even though they hate to do it, is actually take more out and pay a little bit extra in income tax so they can cleanse that money from income tax and then put it away somewhere else, even though they don't need it right now.
Yes, and that's, you can hit on another part of the plan, which is kind of the tax plan, right? And those are things that, you know, we're just talking to someone else about, that some things like that, it's an ongoing, you don't set up a plan now and have it run for every scenario under the sun and for the future. We set up a plan that's agile, that can deal with some of those things as it is. And as you talked about, yes, sometimes it makes more sense to take more out of that account, your taxable accounts now, when, and maybe pay a little tax to transfer. Or here's another good example of when that works, is we just had another client call and they have money in a life/long-term care policy to be able to pay if someone needs care. However, while we have that, there's a death benefit on it that's tax-free. And we usually advise, let's use that as the last resort, because that money will pass tax-free to your kids. If we take it from your IRAs now and your your medical expenses are over 7.5% of your income, it's tax deductible. And so, again, a plan is looking at every situation and when things change. You know, sometimes life change. We have this new big beautiful bill signed that might create some different things where we look at in different ways later. I haven't been able to dig into it all yet and see, but you know, you have to be able to have a plan and be agile to deal with things as they come.
Got it. Okay, that's Michelle Bertram. Again, you can get her resources, contact her. She has blogs, she has free resources. It's all at her website, creatingyourdreamretirement.com, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Or you can call her at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial, Mineral Point.